Well, comrades, your leader is back in town. I trust that you have all arrived. Those that have had to remain in work, after all it is a Sunday, are being given a live video hook-up to this town square via satellite. Now on with the obligatory speech. You may have been aware that certain figures in this town are trying to stir all you former Americans back into a rebellion, so that you can take over this regime and turn in Washington, which has now been officially renamed New Baghdad, into a nation. But just in case you get a little too comfortable, please be aware that the compulsory TV screens that you must have in your homes are about to be modified by state technicians. Tomorrow morning at approximately 9 a.m, or perhaps earlier, like 5 a.m, the technicians are going to knock on the doors and install microphones into your TV sets. What these microphones pick up will be radiated onto a central server, where your private house audio will be saved into continuous WAV files. If in one of the houses you say there's something that the state doesn't like, the secret police will be round to your house faster than you can say Adam, or run down to your apartment faster than you can say and change channels on your enforced group of tellies.
Back at the palace.
Look at this paper! What? Saddam! I was going to recycle that! It's coming to the law here! Well, not before I stamped down those outrageous headlines. Well, look at what the shit Arafian have done. What are they doing in this city? I can't believe this paper has printed this. I thought we controlled this rag. I will get Vulcan and possibly Hammered to storm into the print offices and jam up the print works and write a new headline on them. No wonder the Arafian are in control. Will you overreact? I'd rather have them any day. They are masters of organised crime. I just do crime and make it the law. Organised crime? At least they are organised. You, son, just stick a pin in a map and take over where it lands. And then you let it run itself with threats.
Meanwhile, with the Arafia back in their dishevelled old bar down a back street. Right, boys, I'm going to put this as plain and simple as I can. Tonight, we are to start a mob war. It will be against the batons of the secret police. I have a feeling that the clash will take place in the town square.
But there has been a street market there today, boss.
The tradition came from Baghdad. Saddam wanted to see the old-fashioned traders and markets.
The traders are even Arabian in descent.
I am more than aware of the market. What cannot be certain is just how many pieces of it will be left when we have finished with our more than generous array of weaponry.
Speaking of weapons, boss, I was outbid on grenades on eBay.
Wasn't there buy it now?
There is buy it now on a cash and carry on the edge of town. I have a club card. This afternoon we must stock up on discounted grenades, but I have been told that the reason for the discount is that they are lacking pins.
This, gentleman, is a raid!
How can we be of assistance?
You could put your sorry behinds in that van.
I am sorry to hear that, but what is a raid?
Don't act smart with me. I'm from England and have an Oxbridge education degree. I speak almost every language spoken in the Western world. The riot yesterday in the Central Square. I know that you have information. I'm a little bird, would you let me know?
What's a riot? Your assertion is preposterous. We don't know anything about that, do we, boys?
No, boss! The raid, the statues were wrecked. The benches commemorating his holy world leader's achievements have been broken into two seats. It will take the Empire 2 more months to resurrect them.
If we hear anything about who might have done this, we will let you know.
Now, Tsukasa, the secret police will be here in due course, and I'm not going to listen to this any more, so would you and your boys please step forward to be arrested? Thank you.
Oh, look behind you. It's the Queen of England.
What? I thought she was captured and thrown into an Iraqi dungeon.
Tsukasa hits Hamid quickly over the head with a shovel from the cash and carry. Chug and the secret police later break into the bar. They look around for evidence and then trip over Hamid on the floor.
Who's that?
I don't know, sir.
Isn't that Hammond? He looks unconscious. Oh, well. The hospitals are closed at this hour. We must leave as the mobsters must be gone. They are probably instigating a riot as we speak.
In the town square in New Baghdad, we rejoin the Arafia. What are we waiting for, boys? Let's instigate this riot. The secret police have no doubt, have already trashed our bar already, and are likely to be on their way here.
Not so fast, boys. We are here already here. Put down your weapons.
How many times have we heard that? Just what is the point of owning them?
There is a sniper up in the clock tower. You will find a red spot on each of your foreheads. Don't make any sudden moves, or any at all. Or, of course, you won't be able to again.
Then if your guy is a sniper, then why can I see him in a plain sight about to fall headlong down the tower?
What makes you say that? In a minute, I'm going to instruct him to take you out.
Boys? Perhaps you would consider negotiation now.
Your men, shut the sniper. You do know this means war. And do you also know that there is not a single nation without the death penalty in this world?
Like we give a fuck. We practically invented the electric chair in this town anyway. It's what happens when we are crossed.
We are the authorities. We cannot cross you. But you can and have crossed us, you sons of bitches.
Oh, look. There's a bullet in the fence. Commence battle. Meanwhile, in a dilapidated fruit and veg shop... What's all this noise?
It sounds like a gun battle.
What? Here? This place is usually as boring as Bromborough.
Yeah, you can usually hear a pin drop in this town square since Saddam kicked Clinton out.
It's obviously a mob war. Let's get in there.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them.
Stuff some fruit down your jumpers to avoid the cameras and chuck it when we get out. Back outside in the seething mob war... Brothers of Storm! Brothers of Storm!
What's that? Wait a sec. Aren't you those Brothers of Storm that Saddam's pissed off with?
Yeah, well, what's it to you?
It's not what it is to me, but to Saddam, which is who you're going to be in front of in 5 minutes.
I am trying to concentrate and not get shot here in this gun battle. That's what you boys are there for. Oh, sorry, mate. Can we have that banana back?
What the fuck are you doing? This is a mob war, you stupid guest. Do you want there to be one less brother? Stop kicking that banana around into the gunfire.
I won't tell you two again. Get lost, boys. Deal with them. We only want your autograph. We've heard so much about the infamous Irathia. Oi, lads! Catch this!
Is it a cucumber?
No, it's a P-45. You two are fired! I don't want to see you round this shop again. Well, do we get a reference? Do you fuck? And I got your CV too. And I'm going to mail it to every employer in town. You'll never work in this town again. Now get out of my sight!
Oh no, it's the army.
Oh no! Oh shit!
Look at the sky! Ah!
Saddam leans out of an army helicopter and puts a megaphone to his mouth.
Now, I don't usually front line in the army, but when I was sitting down at my plasma watching CNN with the logo burnt into the screen, my blood boiled in outrage when I saw the commotion in my latest town. As a result of the shenanigans going on in this town square today, I've decided to take drastic action and end this mob war for you. Now, look up in the sky and see that LED display on the side of the helicopter. The red digits indicate how many seconds you'll have to live if you stay stood in your spot, because something is about to drop from this plane, and it's a bit more than a package.
I'm usually calm and collected, but fuck me! Boys, run! A chain of bombs dropped from the helicopter and rained down on the square, taking out also a shopping mall and the central library. After figures had ran from the square, tanks came in and drove over what must have been building pieces. Slightly later on, what is now a rubble district.
What the fuck? Brothers of Stomp? Where did you come from? If I'd have known you'd be down here, I would have got Vulcan to fire the bazooka a bit more accurately as he was trained.
Saddam, sir, that actually helped save the city.
Look around you. Does this city look saved, you idiot? It looks more like London in 1945. Even after we invaded London in this empire, we couldn't match this.
Well, not much of it remains. That is true. But it is thanks to them that you're still in control of what pieces do remain. The Arathia have fled for now, but are completely screwed.
What did these louts do? They couldn't save a cent if they were given a point.
They distracted the mobs and threw fruit and veg at them.
Now listen, I'm not usually a nice man, but don't think I'm on good terms with you. But for the moment I am. You boys have averted a national emergency. So, put this on me.
What's this?
What's this? A medal. Now, I'm not usually generous, but I feel that you must come and work for me. You can pay off your debts from that wrecked record player, the flooded quarters, and of course, never forget the obliterated ornament room.
Hi, what have I missed?
Hamid, you look like you should be in hospital.
Well, it's closed, but it was blown up for some reason.
Now, brothers of Stomp, how is your employment?
Well, it's shit. We got fired 5 minutes ago.
Well, you do now. You're working for me.
When do we start?
Now.